RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bardot, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and it's another beautiful day here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We're overlooking the pier and the airport and the Dolly Museum, and had a little rain this morning, a little rainbow. It was just beautiful. Anyway, I'm honored today to welcome my guest, Michael Chupa. Michael heads up a special program at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. And we're going to be talking with him today about his background. He's a member of the University of South Florida St. Petersburg MBA program staff, where he serves as an executive in residence. Mr. Chupa has over 20 years of private equity, restructuring, and turnaround experience. Formerly, he's CEO for CRH, a $200 million supplier to the automotive industry, and he's held C-level positions in strategy formulation, sales, marketing, and quality assurance for multinational corporations, including ITT, Honeywell, and Bosch. Michael, welcome.
Thanks very much. Pleasure to be here. It was a great drive up from Anna Maria Island this morning, and, yep, saw the rainbow as I came over the Sunshine Skyway.
It's just beautiful here. So, anyway, Michael, tell me a little bit about your history and up to the time where you began working at USF, and then we'll talk about the program you're leading there.
Thanks very much. You know, I find it very coincidental that a couple of guys who grew up in southern Detroit are here talking on the radio. You and I have some common roots, which is pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up around Tiger Stadium, blue-collar family, five kids and four pork chops. So you learn to fend for yourself and kept that hunger in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to stay local, went to a great school in Detroit called Wayne State University, and you're an alum there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Practiced polymer chemistry and then went off into the world of quality control at a time when the Detroit Big Three were getting slaughtered by the Japanese, who had adopted modern statistical methodology thanks to a guy named W. Edwards Deming. It was a statistician that went over to post-World War II Japan and taught them how to make parts, and he did a great job. So I was fortunate enough to be sent overseas to study with the leading Japanese companies, the Deming Prize-winning companies, and early career, spent a lot of time taking that methodology and making American manufacturing plants leaner and more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great boss, and at one point in time he said, "Chups, you need to learn how to start selling, so we're going to put you in sales." And turned out to be a marriage made in heaven. I really like the idea of growing the top line of a business. And that stayed with me as I got different promotions. And it stays with me today as I work at the university. My primary job is to recruit top quality students and share with them my my wisdom and hope that they can get their MBAs and go out and change the world.
Is there a name for your program?
Well, it's the MBA program. We are part of the University of South Florida system. We have three great campuses, and they are equally competent. We've got Tampa, who just is offering a doctorate of business administration. They've got the top part-time program in the state. We've got an excellent online program, recently ranked top 100 by U.S. News and World Report. And our campus to the south, Sarasota Manatee, runs a most excellent weekend MBA program.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And how many universities nationwide have this program?
Well, we are accredited by AACSB. So that's the Association for the Advancement of Collegiate Business Schools. That is quite a distinction. We are one of 700 universities worldwide that share that honor. And to have that accreditation right in the backyard is a wonderful resource for potential students.
And how many people are mentors like you at within these programs and at USF?
Not enough. You know, I was trying to talk your boss into joining us. In fact, he's been generous enough to visit campus and address our Tampa Bay Tech Forum student chapters, talking about what Eagle Datagistics does and what life is like as an Oracle service provider. And I've been with Chuck several times, and you can see the students' eyes open up as he shares with them some of his real-world experiences. And that's what we need to round out the experience.
So what's the biggest challenges that you have in your job there?
We learn something from each other every day. I didn't start out in higher education. I come from the business world, and with that, we teach something to each other every day. You know, as state funding dries up, more and more schools are getting creative with respect to developing their top lines, bringing in streams of revenues. And another part of my job is to add professional education to our offerings. So we recently launched a PMP boot camp. That's the program management professional boot camp to help people get around the test and become certified. So we did that 4 Saturdays in June. And we do GMAT, GRE training for people who are bound to sit for the exam. And we're just launching a certificate program on advanced negotiations and facilitation that will be coming this fall. And I think your boss has expressed an interest in joining us for that. So look out.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of people and percentages of students are currently working or are just students at this point?
You know, the MBA is a practitioner's degree, and about 80% of our student body are working professionals, and we love that because they're bringing some real-world experience with them into the program. The folks who are not working are generally my CPA, MBA students. They are coming to us for that fifth year of accounting so that they can sit for the CPA exam and earning an MBA along the way. And I should tell you, by the way, that the accounting faculty is excellent, most excellent here at USF. We are tied for number one in the state with our first-time pass rate for the CPA exam.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so if I'm considering an MBA, why should I consider your program versus some of the other ones?
Mm-hmm. Great question. There's a right program for everyone, and I mentioned earlier that the three campuses within the USF system try not to be redundant. So we offer the convenience of a blended education, so you could earn an MBA entirely online, or you could earn it entirely on campus, or you could, like most of our students, earn it in a little bit of both. So we want you to be here to experience the beautiful campus we have and to get to know our faculty and our administration and your fellow students face-to-face. I think that's real important. Mm-hmm. For some of the more quantitative classes that are a part of a good MBA curriculum, it's quite possible to do those online. The delivery methodology that we use, Canvas, continues to get better year over year, and students, especially the younger students, are very comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. And are there any ways to really measure the success of the program?
Yeah, that is a very, very good question. Universities all over the country are being pressed to describe outcomes. So the governor wants students to go to school and go out and get meaningful jobs, and that is our challenge, is to show them that, yes, we are turning out successful graduates. But I would say that our entering students have an average salary already in the $70,000 range. We know that nationwide, recent MBA graduates are averaging $95,000 a year for a salary. So I won't say guarantees, there are no guarantees in life, but an MBA certainly provides you with a great step forward.
Are there any success stories that you can tell us about?
I think every day is a success story. You know, I try to visit classrooms as often as I can, and we'll weigh in on case study presentations, and it's just amazing. MBA is a 2-year transformational journey, and with every day comes some some new learning opportunities that our students have the ability to use on the job.
So, Michael, how did you happen to come into this position?
Serendipitous, I suppose. I was on assignment at a manufacturing plant in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and I collapsed in the factory. I had was seriously ill, and they medevaced me home to Tampa, and I went through surgery the next day and a couple more surgeries thereafter. I was really cut up. And I was laying in bed, and my wife said, "Mike, you got to find something to do that will give back, and go teach some people what you know." And I hooked up with Deanie and with Allison Watkins, who's the associate dean, and they gave me this opportunity.
And how long have you been in this role now?
I joined about a year and a half ago.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And from your experience, what are you hearing from your students as far as the business climate in the Tampa Bay area and St. Pete?
Let me start with the big picture. In fact, one of the questions I ask students when I go in to pitch the program is whether they know how big the global GDP is, the gross domestic product. And I get some looks away, but I will tell you it's about $72 trillion. So that's the global economy. Mm-hmm. The U.S. economy is about $16.5 trillion. We are the largest economy in the world, and we're headed towards $20 trillion. A big portion of that is going to come from healthcare, so that's going to be a $4 to $5 trillion segment of the economy by 2020. I can tell you that the state of Florida's GDP is about $800 million. We are much larger than some sovereign countries, so... And it's growing. As our population, our state population grows, that rising tide is going to continue to lift all boats. I hate to be sound cliche about that, but the influx of people are going to continue to drive where we're at here in South Florida. So plenty of opportunities. I tell students that the difference between who they are and where they want to go in the business world is an MBA. And that is your ticket to... first-class ticket to ride around the world and dip your bread in that gravy.
So how long have you been in the St. Petersburg area now?
We moved down from Detroit. I actually pitched a third tent here about 10 years ago. My three daughters were in IMG to study tennis and go out and play D1 at D1 schools, which they've done. I continue to commute around the world, and Tampa's a great airport. Serves as, in my mind, one of the benchmark layouts that all airports should follow going forward. But I dialed it back a little bit. I'm still involved with private equity, buy, fix, and sell companies. But liking more and more the higher education experience.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody was listening to this and wanted to relocate, for example, you're talking certainly about to people who have their own businesses, I'm thinking, with the MBAs, right? And so from your students and from what your own experience will tell you, what do you think the advantages are for anyone to come to St. Petersburg?
It is a unique culture. The people of St. Pete and from our program have an almost immediate allegiance to each other. We spend a lot of time during orientation to do a, sort of a forced march, mix and mingle. But by the time they're done, you would swear they've known each other for 20 years. And it's a competitive bunch. They push each other. They challenge each other. I'm not sure I'd want to be a faculty member because, again, they're coming in with real world experience. And they are not to be fooled with.
Mm-hmm. You know? And... with regard to the program, from your point of view, what have you learned from this program?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I was very, very impressed by the way we deliver an MBA education online. I am an older learner, so it was on campus, brick and mortar, you know, paper and pencil. But again, this new breed of students adapts quite well to the online environment, and we are we were one of the first in the state with an online program. And like I say, in recognition nationally, which is great. The other thing that I learned is because we use so much case study methodology, that there is this interdependence between students. It's not unusual that, you know, on your first day of class, you'll get a Harvard case study, 20-page case study about Amazon's expansion plans in Europe. Here's five key questions your group needs to address. Answers due in a week. So how do you work as a small team? How do you go out and, you know, let every person contribute, meet again to stitch it back together, present it for a grade, and go on? You do that about 40 times, and you'll have your MBA. But through that comes a lot of learning that you wouldn't otherwise get.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see, what kind of businesses do you see are most successful here?
Well, you know, we have a big draw from the financial institutions. Raymond James is a big provider of students, as are the big accounting firms. We do a lot of work with Jabil and also the healthcare providers. Valpak provides us with students, as does HSN. And we also get people who are coming to the program with non-business degrees, and we have an excellent way of getting them ready for the MBA experience. We developed a product called MBA Essentials, and these are 2-week-long courses taught by the Graduate School of Business faculty, designed to give people the same exposure to business constructs and concepts. And with that, people who are psychology majors, and we have quite a few in the program. We have MDs in the program. We have JDs in the program. We have pharmacists in the program. We have some lifelong learners in the program. And they're all able to join us because of the MBA Essentials. So you don't have to spend two or three semesters in a classroom learning the basics of business. We can get you ready for the experience inside of a semester.
Wow, that sounds exceptional.
Pretty cool. When are you going to sign up?
Yeah, really. Well, you know, and so what are you hearing from the students? I'm interested in you're talking about jobs to these to your students, certainly as part of their motivation for coming in front of you. And how are you seeing the job market with your students mm-hmm. after they get through with your course?
Well, you know, the whole economy took a hit during the Great Recession. But if you look at the statistics published by the GMAC folks, that's the Graduate Management Admissions Council, who carefully monitor employment by MBAs, it has rebounded back to pre-recession levels, which is great. And we emphasize, because, you know, we know what we are, we know what we want to be, and we are an ACSB accredited institution, which is, like, again, just a treasure. But I want to make sure that our students are always remember that an MBA is not a check the box experience. It's meant to be a transformational event. So once you get your MBA, you become a marked person. An MBA here at Eagle Data Logistics would be your go-to person for a lot of business projects. And
in marketing.
Marketing, sure. Strategy formulation, you name it. But if you didn't learn it in B-school and you go out into the real world, it's going to be pretty obvious very, very quickly if you learned or didn't learn your stuff. And I will tell you that our graduates can stand toe-to-toe with their Ivy League counterparts and perform just as well.
And after they get the education and what you're teaching them, have you showed them at all or given them any information on interviewing and on actually how to go get a job? You know, if you were to give in this program we always have an interview tip of the week. And, you know, what advice would you give your students that would help them in an interview?
I make them pledge to me that they're going to go visit our graduate career services. We've got an outstanding group of people who come from the real world. My colleague Patricia Otero comes from Chesapeake Energy, and she knows what it takes to get a resume put together so that you get interviews, and she knows what it takes to prepare for an interview by doing company research, preparing for, you know, the often anticipated questions, and presenting yourself in the most effective way. She's just a master at that. So when our graduates are ready, we are there to help them be wildly successful.
And so, if listeners, want to find more about the program and stuff, or companies, and they want to, if I'm a student wanting to learn more about the program, and or if I wanted to, just get some more information on University of South Florida, how can they reach you?
It's pretty easy. You just go to USFSP MBA. You can Google that, and I'll be there on the main page, and happy to set up a phone chat or campus visit and talk to you about how an MBA at USFSP might be right for you.
Mm-hmm. And then if, you mentioned that this is sort of an excellent opportunity for you during a transition period, for your career. What's next for you, Michael?
Great question. I think there are times when I could teach certain classes, but that's not my mission right now. I'm interested in building the program. There'll be a channel down the road where I'll be able to share experiences with the students. I do that already, but perhaps in a more formal way. But I want to make sure that we are recruiting the best and the brightest from the state of Florida and for sure the local area, and get them in the program, learning and getting to know each other and contributing to the businesses that they come from. That's my primary mission. And then I want to continue to grow the professional development. I think that's really, really important. When you think about a company's human capital, that is the employees that work there, just like you would service your car or reinvest in your home, you need to reinvest in your employees, and they need to be continuously trained. So that's what we want to do on a bigger scale.
Okay. And are there any new things coming up for the program? Any new or additional kind of things you can talk about?
Yeah, our newest course offerings, GEB 6930, is launching this fall. Actually, our fall classes start last week in August, but it's called Advanced Negotiations, and we've got already almost 30 people signed up for it. We want to turn out MBAs that understand the principles of negotiation. And Paul Kimsey, who is a prominent area attorney, has agreed to teach the class. We're putting his know-how together for him, and it's going to be he's going to knock it out of the park. We're really looking forward to that.
And just one final question, Michael. Since you've been living in different parts of the country and have a lot of experience in different places, and so tell me, what do you like the best about St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area? And if somebody was wanting to relocate the business family or anything to do with that, what kind of advice would you give them? What would you tell them about this area?
Well, from just a beauteous point of view, the every day is a postcard image. We love boating. I'm an avid tennis player, and I'm in heaven when I leave work. It's just a wonderful. Wonderful environment, but more and more, I'm finding around every corner business professionals who have also the same mindset. I continue to meet people that I had worked with at some point in time in the global manufacturing arena, living here within a three wood range. So, it's really cool.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Michael, listen, thank you so much for being my guest today. I hope you'll come back sometime in the future.
Well, I certainly will be continue to know Eagle Data Logistics. You guys are doing a great job.
Okay. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Dean.
Okay. And everyone, please join me next Wednesday, July 30th at 12 noon Eastern Time, when it will be my privilege to welcome the Vice Chairman of Freedom Bank in St. Petersburg, Florida, Mr. Andy Williams. Mr. Williams has over 30 years of banking experience, and I'm sure you'll enjoy getting to know him and listening to his perspective on a variety of topics related to banking and St. Pete. And also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and check out the website at www.radiostpete.com. That's RadioStPete.com. And it's there you can find previous shows that are archived, and you can see who will be the upcoming guest as well. In addition to the great music, they feature local artists as well, and you'll find many other interesting shows there too. And if you have any comments or have a suggestion for a future guest on Job Talk, you can leave that there too. And I do really look forward to your comments, so please check it out. That's RadioStPete.com. So today I want to thank my guest, Michael Chupa, for joining me today. I also want to thank Joe Bordeaux for the opportunity to develop this program, and I want to thank Eagle Day Logistics, Chuck Egger, Richard Wood, Hari Muthuswamy, and all the Eagles for their support. And anyway, just want to thank everyone and for listening. And remember, if you're interested in relocating your family as part of a career change or want to expand or relocate your business and are looking for a great place to raise a family, you really owe it to yourself to look into St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area. I promise you, it's hard to beat. So until next time, when we'll be talking jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan, and take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioStPete.com and Eagle Day Logistics. Eagle Day Logistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Day Logistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Day Logistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioStPete.com.
Radio St. Pete, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, Florida, USA.
Saturday morning at RadioStPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux, the 26th of July. A couple of markets going on this morning. The